Welcome to the Trueborn Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. I'm your host, Stephen L. Anderson, pastor of Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Do you know what the word terrorist means? Well, the word came into our English language from French, and it was first used in 1793 Revolutionary France in reference to what is called the Reign of Terror. Now, this is when the government in France decided that in order to keep their people under control, they would institute a reign of terror, where basically they mass executed huge amounts of people publicly on a daily basis. It was very gory. They used the guillotine. And there were different factions in the government at this time, and the faction in the government that was in favor of instituting the reign of terror was known as the terrorist faction. And so if we go back to the origin of the word terrorist, we're basically talking about political partisans in revolutionary France who instituted the reign of terror. So in reality, the government in France was the original terrorist. What does terror mean? Terror is extreme fear. I'm going to read for you a scripture from the Bible. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 14. The Bible reads, "In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee." Now, God here is talking about the blessings that come with being a righteous nation, with doing what's right, with being godly and following God's laws. And he says, "In righteousness shalt thou be established, thou shalt be far from oppression." Now, oppression is talking about when basically a government takes control of the lives of their people, oppresses them, steals from them, extorts money from them, takes away their freedom, puts them into slavery. He says, "Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee." You see, oppression and fear, oppression and terror go hand in hand. You see, governments throughout history have used terror as a way to keep their people oppressed and to keep their people in submission. You see, when people are scared and terrified and in fear, they don't mind giving up a few of their rights in order to have security. And that's what we're seeing in the United States today. Our government is using fear tactics. They're using terror to basically scare us into giving over our First Amendment rights, our Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights. Look at the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act allows the government to basically spy on American citizens without a warrant, all in the name of preventing terrorism. But let me ask you this. Who is the real terrorist? Who is the one who's trying to keep us scared right now? Who's the one who's putting us in fear? Let me give you an example from my own personal experience. A few months ago, I was traveling in New Mexico, and I was at a Border Patrol checkpoint. Of course, I was 75 miles from the Mexico border. But I was basically told by a Border Patrol agent, he said, "I'm pretty sure you're a terrorist." Now, the reason that he told me he thought I was a terrorist is because I wasn't letting him search my vehicle and I was invoking my Fourth Amendment rights from the Constitution not to be searched without a warrant. He said, "I'm pretty sure you're a terrorist." I said, "Excuse me?" He said, "Right now, I'm pretty sure you're a terrorist." And I said, "You think I'm a terrorist because I'm standing up for my rights as an American?" And you see, my question is, who was I trying to terrify? Who was I trying to scare? The reality was that he was the one trying to scare me. At one point, there were about 10 of these agents surrounding my car. One of them brandished a weapon at me. They were threatening me. So my question is, who is the terrorist? Who's trying to terrify who here? It seems to me that the government is trying to scare us with their threat level orange and with all their fear tactics that they use into giving over our rights as American citizens. Thank you for listening to the Trueborn Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. If you'd like to keep this show on the air, please send your donations to Trueborn Sons, care of KXXT Radio, 2800 North 44th Street, Suite 100, Phoenix, Arizona 85008, or visit us on the web at truebornsons.com.